AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The auto industry could be temporarily exempt from tariffs. President Trump told reporters in the Oval Office he wants to help car companies who are relocating back to the U.S. from Mexico, Canada, and other places.
And they need a little bit of time because they're going to make them here. But they need a little bit of time.
The U.S. government moves ahead on other tariff plans and begins their investigations into computer chips and pharmaceutical imports. Despite tariff pauses, the Trump administration still plans to implement tariffs on pharmaceutical drugs, lumber, copper, and computer chips. The Commerce Department said it's looking into how imports related to computer chips, the equipment used to make them, and products that contain them affect national security. Police are investigating how the man who set Governor Josh Shapiro's house on fire was able to break into the residence. According to court documents, Cody Ballmer told police he planned to beat the governor with a sledgehammer if he found him. Authorities say the fire was carefully planned, but a motive for the attack was not immediately clear. The 38-year-old faces several charges, including attempted homicide, terrorism, and arson. Ballmer was denied bail Monday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Japanese regulators have accused tech giant Google of violating anti-monopoly laws, echoing similar moves in the U.S. and Europe.
The Japan Fair Trade Commission's cease and desist order says Google must stop the pre-installation of the Google search engine in Android smartphones, which, it says, in effect, shuts out competition. Google Japan says in a statement that it finds the action regrettable, adding it had invested in Japan significantly to promote innovation as a technology leader. It's unclear if Google, a subsidiary of Alphabet, will fight the order. In the US, a judge ruled last year that Google had illegally exploited its dominance to squash competition. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. Gethin Coolball has the latest on sports.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Paige Beckers is taking her talents to Dallas after the former UConn star was drafted number one overall by the Wings in the WNBA draft.
To be at this stage, to be here, to have a lot of my supporters here and people who've helped me get here, it just means everything to me.
The Suns have parted ways with veteran coach Mike Budenholzer after one season and a 36-46 record. The Pelicans fired basketball operations chief David Griffin after an injury-plagued 21-win season. Longtime Reds and two-time All-Star infielder Tommy Helms died at the age of 83. Three-time All-Pro cornerback Patrick Peterson retired as a member of the Cardinals after 13 NFL seasons, and former NFL tight end Don Hasselbeck, who won a Super Bowl in his nine-year career and was the father of two NFL quarterbacks, died at the age of 70.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit bhmcpagroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit bhmcpagroup.com today.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.